Tune in today as we watch a true life dramatic series, The Young and the Relentless. Our star is handsome, well-built Joseph, now the head of Potiphar's home. The leading lady is Potiphar's hot and bothered wife. In true soap opera fashion, this married woman takes a keen liking to Joseph. On one particular day, she asks him to come to bed with her. And this ain't no pillow fight. Joseph tells her that his master has withheld nothing from him except her. Look closely at the real reason Joseph doesn't want to sleep with her. How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Verse 9. He could have caved in and slept with her, but his true master was not Potiphar, nor Mrs. Potiphar, but God. Day after day, she begs him to sleep with her, and day after day, he refuses. One day, Joseph is inside the house and no one else is around. Mrs. Relentless sees the opportunity to have Joseph all to herself. When he refuses again, she grabs his cloak. Wouldn't you know a coat gets Joseph into trouble yet again, even though it's not his fault? He runs out the door and she screams. After all, she couldn't be humiliated by the slave. Potiphar comes home to his wife accusing their servant of sexual assault. He's angry. He may have believed his wife, but here's another point of view to consider. It probably was not much of a secret around the household that Miss Potiphar was daily making moves on Joseph. Do you think Potiphar could be angry because he's now forced to get rid of his best employee? Notice for such a heinous crime, Potiphar only throws Joseph into jail, one designated for Pharaoh's officials. He could have executed Joseph, but Potiphar chooses not to. And my guess is because deep down inside, he knew Joseph's true character. We can learn several things from how Joseph handled this daily temptation. Run from temptation. Maintain your purity at all cost. Set wise boundaries with people. Please God, not man. When you are waiting, it's so easy to cut corners. You may be tempted to think that no one is watching or will care, or it won't really hurt you or anyone else, so it's no big deal to God. But those are all lies. Sin always has consequences. Although many times it's hard to do the right thing, especially when no one is looking, God sees everything. He will reward you when you obey. We'll see yet again that this setback in Joseph's life was just another step closer to fulfilling God's purpose in his life. Questions. What temptations are you facing right now as you are waiting for your dream? Are there compromises you have made in the waiting? Why do you think Joseph declared that he'd be sinning against God and not against Potiphar's wife?